The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with a thing, an article from the Reader's Digest. Dear Reader, from the Jason Burmester, Chief Content Officer. A rescue story. I've been a pug guy all my life. Personally, I'm not. My sister-in-law and my niece are both pug people. I'm a basset hound person myself. And never expected to change that. They're short, stocky, stubborn, dogs full of attitude, and in my experience, borderline untrainable. I've had three in my life, including our current pug, Olive, who is the most stubborn and sassy of them all, and I love her for it. My life as a pug person changed a few months ago when we adopted a Boston Terrier from Border Trails Rescue outside of Chicago. This was all new to me. I've never had any dog other than a pug. I've never adopted or rescued an adult dog. The veterinarian guessed her between 3 and 5 years old. She was skinny and nervous, and from what we could tell, had never seen stairs or been walked on a leash before. Sudden movements made her cower or jump. We named her Franny. My kids have already added a string of nicknames, including Miss Fran, Franna Banana, and the Queen of Afristan. It took some time, but she adjusted to a pampered life around our home, napping in the sun, running through the house with the kids, and snoring in our bed. Who knew there was a dog that snored louder than a pug? And there's a picture of the two dogs. Olive is black and kind of nasty looking. I hate to say it, but she looks like she's got a permanent frown. And then there's the pug next to her who's smiling, got a tongue out. Who knew that Franny needs constant love and attention, and there are plenty of people here to provide it. We love Franny, and she has altered our home in so many positive ways. This month, we're looking at the other type of animal rescue, Animals Helping Humans and Hero Pets, which we'll read later. We pull together incredible true stories of heroic animals, from the pit bull that fought off a shark, yes, a shark, to the squirrel, yes, a squirrel, that fought off a burglar. Read it and be sure to give your own pets an extra treat or two. This might just save your life someday. How true. Letters to the editor. So that's why we say that. In a word puzzle and game junkie. So you can imagine how I enjoyed your genius issue. And we don't really do the genius issue because it's all question and answer stuff. And I'm not smart enough to do it anyway. I do my crossword puzzles in ink and learn so much from the article on word origins. Ones that are out of fashion, acronyms, regional, and all others. Thank you and happy 100th birthday. The Great 9/11 Maritime Rescue. I was overjoyed at the article about civilian boats that evacuated New Yorkers on 9/11. I'm always so shocked that most are unaware of it. Even when I visited the 9/11 Memorial Museum, I couldn't find mention. Thanks for highlighting the heroism of those wonderful people. My favorite word. The list of readers' favorite words brought tears as I remembered mine. My grandmother had a stroke, and show was all she could say. Show meant I love you, Lori. It meant I'm feeling okay or sad or lonely. We had whole conversations and could still understand each other with just this one precious word. Lori Schiami, Maricopa Hills, Arizona. My southern accent, lost and found. As Becca Andrews confirms, a voice is more than just how we speak. I grew up in North Carolina and was later hired to broadcast to the weather at Elko, Nevada. But I never learned to say cloudy or 50 without my drawl. It came out cloudy. With a fifty percent chance of rain. The South will never quite disappear from my voice, and that suits me just fine. Carolyn Bodlin, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. The enduring delight of the dictionary. Reggie DeVal's ode reminded me of the essay contest I won in my youth on why our town needed a new library. My prize was any book of my choosing. My dad said, pick a dictionary. You use it for the rest of your life. 60 years later, I still reference it. 13 things. Airbnb facts. Didn't mention the negative impacts on residential areas. My low-key, friendly subdivision was never meant to be a destination for short-term renters. It's totally the opposite of what attracted to me in the first place. Everyday heroes. How wonderful to read about the producer who realized the wrong man had been locked up in a real-life case he was adapting for the big screen, then spent his own resources to help release the man. Too often an innocent person is punished for a crime they didn't commit. It's nice to have clear evidence that the world is good because of the inspiring people who live in it. How to learn a language as an adult. The article on learning a language reminded me of a dinner we shared with a German family. Eager to show off his skills, my husband conversed in English and German. At one point, the son observed, "Papa, the more wine he drinks, the better German he speaks." Instead of going to college, I read these books. Instead of attending college, I read just one book, The American Radio Relay Handbook for Radio Communications. It helped me build my ham radio station and prepare for the Federal Communications Commission's commercial radio license exam, leading to a rewarding career in broadcast engineering. World of Good. The world might be a better place if every stadium was built near a children's hospital like the University of Iowa's football arena, where fans wave at patients during games. Thanks for sharing a fun college sports fact. Your tales of great luck. Luck isn't just for the Irish. Sometimes it's just being in the right place at the right time or cashing in a well-earned karma. Maybe you have a tried-and-true good luck charm or ritual, like a lubby rabbit's foot or a touchdown dance. If you have never struck it rich, rolled the dice, or benefit from an unbelievable coincidence, see terms and try your luck at rd.com/lucky. Your story might appear in Reader's Digest. Fingers crossed. Excuse me while I turn a page here. Picking a winner. And there's a picture here of a fake spider which has a big head and big red eyes and colored, multicolored teeth and green legs, and it says, "I voted." When New York State's Ulster County invited local students to submit designs for an "I voted" sticker for November's general election, it received a slew of excellent submissions, including a proud eagle and a woman holding an "I voted" sign. But one stood out. Hudson Rowan's entry can best be described as half spider, half highly caffeinated American. It won, and Rowan 14 told the New York Times he knows why. "The creature that I drew resembles the craziness of politics and the world right now, and boy does it does. Half the face is a day glow pink and half is a dark purple. The hair is all kinds of colors, and as I mentioned, the eyes are big and red." Everyday heroes. A few kind words. Passerby convinces a distraught woman not to end at all. And there's a picture of a young man wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans standing on the edge of the bridge, Alex Conrad on the bridge where he saved a stranger's life. It was 11 p.m. when Alex Conrad saw the woman on the Main Street Bridge. She was standing by the railing, peering down at the rushing Chippewa River below. At her feet was what appeared to be a backpack. "Maybe she's fishing," Conrad, then 20, thought as he continued driving his Mustang to his home a short distance away. His friend's car had broken down, so Conrad was making a quick pit stop to grab some tools before heading out to help. Tools in hand, he climbed into the car. Instead of taking a shortcut, though, he opted to head back over the bridge. Something about that woman didn't sit right. Why would she be fishing this late at night, in May, when it's still cold in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin? As he crossed the quarter-mile-long bridge, Conrad saw the woman standing in the same pot. He pulled a U-turn and parked on a diagonal some 20 feet away with his hazards flashing, blocking one of the four lanes. In case there was trouble, he hoped another driver would take note and help. He stepped out of his car and got a clearer picture of the scene. The woman was in her 20s, dressed in pants and a heavy coat. What he thought was a backpack was, in fact, a rope pulled by her feet. One end was tied to the bridge post, the other around her neck. Excuse me while I turn the page. "Hey! What's going on?" Conrad called out. He didn't acknowledge the rope because he didn't want to let on that he knew exactly what was going on. She poked reticently, but he kept probing, eventually pulling from her that she was going through a particularly rough patch. She was jobless, not doing well in school. In short, life wasn't working out as she'd hoped. "Not everything goes as planned," agreed Conrad. He started talking about the ups and downs he'd faced in his life. As he talked, he inched closer. When she mentioned that, on top of everything else, her car had broken down. Conrad chuckled. "Well, that's better than when my friend rolled his car," he said. "Too much power for him," the woman laughed. "I told a few more jokes about my friends and the dumb things we've done, just to get her mind off stuff," he says. Conrad is a quiet guy, not given to gabbing. But for the next hour, he found enough topics of conversation to keep the woman engaged and even laughing. She grew comfortable enough to let him get within a few feet of her. Then a switch seemingly went off. Without warning, she climbed onto the railing. Conrad reached for her. She teetered. He threw his arms around her, hauling her down off the railing. She grabbed the railing, saying, "I'm not worth it." "Let go of the railing," Conrad said, his heart pounding, "or I'll have to yank you off, and I don't want to hurt you." Suddenly, bright lights appeared. It was the police. Someone had reported Conrad's car for being parked on the bridge, just as he'd hoped. The two officers took hold of the woman and handed Conrad a knife so that he could sever the rope tethering her to the bridge. Soon more police arrived, and the woman was taken to a hospital for observation. Sadly, this was not the first time someone had tried to end it all on one of the city's bridges. What was unusual was what Alex Conrad did. Usually, at best, we have someone see something odd and call us later, says Police Lieutenant Brian Mikolacek. It's rare that someone gets personally involved. One officer was so impressed by Conrad's action that he suggested he consider a career as a police negotiator. Conrad declined. You can't win them all, he says. I don't have to live with that for the rest of my life. Instead, he's going out with a perfect record. Reversing a grave injustice. Madonna White and Aaron Schultz plant American flags near each clean headstone. It's a young man, it looks like his mother or his grandmother, cleaning up headstones and planting flags. Time has not been kind to the grave sites of veterans in Iowa City, Iowa. Many of the headstones are weathered and covered in dirt and lichen. Others have sunk into the ground. The graves have been neglected and ignored. Not a fitting tribute to those who fought in America's battles, ranging from the Civil War to more recent conflicts. Aaron Schultz, 19, first noted their tattered state when he visited the graves of a neighbor in 2021. They gave their lives to serve this country, and I feel that needs to be honored, Schultz told KCRG-TV News. Schultz was determined to spruce up their graves. People think, oh, this bird died in 1965, so his headstone should be dirty, he told CBS2 in eastern Iowa. But there's a way to clean it off and preserve it to what it was. He bought a cleaning solution used at Arlington National Cemetery, as well as scrapers to remove lichen and mold. He then began visiting cemeteries, fixing and scrubbing until the headstones fairly gleamed. Schultz posted his handiwork on Facebook. One person who took note was Madonna White, 67. Like Schultz, White has family members who served in the military. I was moved by the fact that he had felt so strongly about this, she told the Associated Press. So they joined forces, and soon an unlikely friendship blossomed between Schultz, who attends Kirkwood Community College, and White, who is retired. In between scouring and sudsing, White said, we have great conversations about all kinds of stuff. So far, the pair have restored more than 100 headstones. We're going to work on these veteran stones until we get them all, White told CBS2. Schultz agreed, it's a good way to spend your time, doing a good deed. Everyday Miracles. We're a match. Tia Wimbush and Susan Ellis have been co-workers for a decade. While they didn't know each other well, they had a lot in common, both working in information technology at Children's Health Care of Atlanta, and both dealing with the same medical stress at home. Their spouses each needed a kidney transplant, and while Wimbush could have given her husband one of hers, she wasn't an ideal match. Ellis, meanwhile, had no match at all for her husband. One day in the fall of 2020, the women saw each other in the office restroom and started chatting, lamenting the fact that the patients can wait 5 or more years for their name to come up from the National Kidney Cadaver Donor waiting list. Both women worried their husbands didn't have that kind of time. Wimbush asked Ellis what her husband's blood type was. He's type O, Ellis replied. Then Wimbush then said that her husband was type AB. The women paused for a moment and looked at each other. I told Susan, wait a second. What are the odds that we're both going through this with our husbands at the same time, and we could also be in a position to help them, Wimbush says. That's when we both knew we had to get tested. So they did. Antibody tests revealed that each woman was an excellent match for the other's spouse. By the way, one of these women is black and one of these women is white. So they did. Antibody tests revealed that each woman was an excellent match. And in March 21, 7 months after that chance conversation, Tia Wimbush donated one of her kidneys to Lance Ellis, and Susan Ellis donated one of hers to Rodney Wimbush. Lance Ellis, now 42, who runs a sign company, had received a kidney from his mother in 2017, but his body rejected it in August 2019. His name was then added to the National Kidney Transplant waiting list. Rodney Wimbush, now 46, a high school math teacher, got on the list in 2020. After several weeks of feeling lethargic and nauseated, he'd been diagnosed with kidney failure. It was a relief to know that we could each give one of our kidneys and getting off that cycle of dialysis and waiting, his wife says. Christina Klein, a nephrologist and medical director of Piedmont Atlanta Hospital's kidney transplant program, says it's extremely rare for two people to propose their own paired organ exchange and actually be a match for each other. I've personally never seen this happen, Dr. Klein says. When we put pairs into a large database for national paired exchange programs, some pairs wait months or even years for a compatible match. The couples first met a few days before the surgeries, when they came to the hospital for a final round of testing. Before that, they had chatted on FaceTime a bit. The surgeries lasted about 3 to 4 hours each and were a success with no complications. It's really just a story about simple kindness, Susan Ellis says. For us, it started with two people just being good humans. Now we'd like to tell people they can do the same. Rodney Wimbush says he will be forever grateful that his wife decided to bring up a conversation about blood types in the office restroom. Susan and Lance are going to come with us to North Carolina for our son's first college football game, his wife adds. I guess you could say we skipped the friendship. We're family now. We found a fix. Help, hacks, and how to. Advice to Thanksgiving guests. Just because you're a good cook doesn't mean you can't contribute to the holiday spread. Rather than showing up with something store-bought or empty-handed, think practical. There are never enough serving spoons at holiday potlucks. Or bring some paper towels or a bunch of containers for thankful guests to take home leftovers. The Pilgrims would have if they'd only known about reusable dishware. Number two, dodge a high annual fee. Reaping your fanciest credit card's rewards isn't a certainty, but that's a hefty annual fee sure is. If you haven't taken advantage, or if it's not in the budget anymore, downgrade to a card with a lower or no annual fee under the same issuer. It won't damage your credit the way canceling would, and you won't have to pay a fortune for a card you no longer use. Number three, banish unwanted emails. Between spam, marketing, and promotions, you cannot click unsubscribe fast enough. In Gmail, go to Settings, Filters, and Block Addresses and create a new filter. From there, you can create a filter that sends all emails containing unsubscribe straight to spam, saving you the work. Only real people in your inbox. Number four, elude the flu. Cold and flu viruses travel in airborne droplets, coughs, sneezes, heavy breaths, and can survive on hard, non-porous surfaces such as metal or plastic, door handles, light switches, faucets for 24 hours. That's why when one person catches a bug, the rest of the household usually isn't far behind. In addition to regular hand washing, have sick parties keep a pack of disinfectant wipes in their sweatpants pockets to give those often overlooked surfaces a quick cleanup after use. Just a few mindful seconds can drastically diminish the odds of perpetuating the infection cycle. Number five, baking. Flour power, F-L-O-U-R. Any bakers worth their salt should be plenty stocked up on flour for the baking season. Keep it from taking over your pantry and lengthen its shelf life by transferring it to a large square container and storing it in a refrigerator. Why square? Square containers take up 25% less space than round ones, says Susan Reed of King Arthur Baking. How to find awe in everyday life. We associate the emotion of rare experiences, but people in our daily lives can make us feel it too. During the summer of 2021, Beverly Wax had an experience that filled her with awe. It wasn't a sunset, a sweeping mountain vista, or the sound of waves gently lapping on a beach that got to her. It was the sight of her son, Justin, lugging an 80-pound portable air conditioner up three flights of stairs to her Boston-area condo. Wax's central air conditioning had conked out the day before, in the middle of a 90-degree-plus heat wave. She mentioned to her son that she was having trouble finding someone to come fix it quickly. He'd shown up with the new unit as a surprise. As he watched him sweat and struggle while hauling the unit up the stairs and installing in her bedroom, Wax says she felt of gratitude and appreciation for her son. The AC touched me greatly, says Wax, a writer and administrative assistant for a nonprofit that helps seniors. We're living through trying times. Almost every day, it seems, we're presented with new evidence of how an annoying, inconsiderate, or downright awful others can be. The people who let the door slam in your face are the ones who put their speakerphones on in public. So it's easy to forget that people can be awesome, too. Always that feeling we get when something so vast stops us in our tracks. Often, it challenges or expands our thinking. Research shows that all experiences decrease in stress and anxiety and increase positive emotions. the overall satisfaction in life. According to Dr. Keltner, Ph.D., a professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, who studies awe, it can also help our relationships, making us feel more compassionate and less greedy, more supported by and more likely to help others. Most of us associated awe with something rare and beautiful, nature, music, or a spiritual experience. But people can trigger awe, too, and not just public heroes like first responders or famous people such as athletes or astronauts. Research shows that we can be awed by our nearest and dearest, the people sitting next to us on the couch, chatting on the other end of the phone, gazing back at us over Zoom. Psychologists call this interpersonal awe. You don't have to go into orbit or go to a museum or a national park, says David B. Yaden, Ph.D., a research fellow at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research. It's in your home. Often this interpersonal awe is a response to life's big sweeping changes, such as witnessing a baby's first steps. For Lynn Heady, a retired educator in Nashville, Tennessee, it's watching a friend fight ovarian cancer and still relish life. Jeffrey Davis, a business consultant in Accord, New York, says the awe he felt watching his mom reunite with her estranged mother and take care of her as she struggled with dementia made him think more carefully about his own relationships. Rich Melheim, an educator and publisher in Stillwater, Minnesota, says he was blown away when his father, who had Alzheimer's, suddenly remembered his name and gave him a blessing shortly before he died. But interpersonal awe happens in smaller moments, too. John Barsh, a psychologist and professor who lives in Guilford, Connecticut, said he was totally awestruck, the jaw-dropping, mouth-open, semi-stunned effect by his then 5-year-old daughter while dining with her in a McDonald's a number of years ago. When she heard another child crying across the restaurant, she grabbed the toy from her Happy Meal, walked over to the boy, and handed it to him, he says. Unfortunately, we can't make someone else behave in a way that's awesome, but we can prime ourselves to notice it when they do and take steps to boost the emotion's positive effects. Here's how. Question your assumptions. Do you believe your partner is insensitive or your sibling is selfish? There may be a little truth to that, but it's never the whole tale. The story you tell yourself gets in the way of catching people at their best, says Marianne Grazioli, an associate instructor of positive psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. To increase your chances of feeling awed by the other person, Grazioli says, suggest you ask yourself what's going on in his or her life that you don't know about. Can you come up with examples of how that person is helping others or doing something positive? In other words, she says, become a field scientist like Jane Goodall. Name awe when you see it. Blurting out, wow, that was awesome, is a simple way to help you identify or remember a special experience. Savor it in the moment. Pay attention to all the details. Then tell others about it. This will reinforce your positive emotion, says Yaden, and recall it or write about it later. Studies show that awe can be elicited, again, simply by remembering an awe experience. Thank the person who awed you. This makes the other person feel good and can give your relationship a boost, and it will help you too. Studies show that people who practice gratitude have significantly higher levels of happiness and psychological well-being than those who don't. After Beverly Wax's son delivered and installed the air conditioner, she made sure he knew just how much his affections affected her. I've learned to be grateful for the simple daily things, she says. And who knows, when you thank the people in your life for awing you, they just might want to do it again and again. A wordle to the wise. It hurts my feelings when Wordle hits me with phew, P-H-E-W, and then I get it on the last try. You're on Wordle. I'm on my 30th attempt to guess my own password. Now, that's interesting. Sometimes that's very true. Eyes on the fries, and there's a picture of all different kinds of French fries here. Oh, my goodness. There's waffle fries. Looks like there's barbecue fries. There's the big sliced steak fries, regular crinkle fries, and strain old straight French fries. A Tartare-inspired fireboard. Swap traditional meats and cheeses for an array of fries and dips, such as classic ketchup, beer mustard, pesto mayo, lemon aioli, and chive-top seasoned ranch. Do you want fries with that? For the average American who eats 29 pounds of French fries each year, the response to this irresistible inquiry is a resounding yes. McDonald's alone sells 9 million pounds of fries globally every day. To keep up, U.S. suppliers use a massive fry-cutting machine that shoots potatoes through at 60 to 70 miles per hour, 24 hours a day. It's hotly debated whether fries first came from France or Belgium, but it was American soldiers during World War I who dubbed them French. The soldiers became smitten with the spuds in southern Belgium, where villagers fried sliced potatoes instead of fish when the River Meuse froze over, but called them French since it was the predominant language spoken. The name stuck. Long before the First World War, when Thomas Jefferson served as minister to France in the 1780s, Parisian street vendors started selling fries. Monticello curators say that Jefferson returned with a prize recipe for deep-fried potatoes in small cuttings. The Jeffersonian-style fry might, in fact, be considered the original curly fry. In his relative Mary Randolph's 1824 tome, The Virginia Housewife, she calls for cutting potatoes in shavings round and round as you would peel a lemon. Many chefs agree an ideal fry is achieved with a double dunk in hot oil. The first bath forms the fry's initial outer barrier, and the second crisps that exterior to a beautiful golden brown. Still, framed fry makers differ on how they deep fry. Five Guys uses peanut oil, while McDonald's adds natural beef flavor to its vegetable oil. Shake Shack now swears by a nostalgic frozen crinkle cut after switching to a freshly made straight-cut version and agitating ardent fans. As CEO Randy Garuti told Eater, "When we send out the Instagram of crinkle cuts coming back, it's to this day every most like things we've ever done. How one dips a fry alters the experience. Since the rise of fast food in the 1940s, the dunker of choice has been classic ketchup. But in their likely birthplace of Belgium, fries are served with mayonnaise, which, by the way, is very good. In Utah, the two dips are combined into a zippy pink fry sauce. Or perhaps you prefer to dunk them in chocolate milkshake, making the bitter question, what do you want with your fries? 13 things. World Cup goals. For those of you who are into football, i.e. soccer, the World Cup is taking place this month. The 2022 Fédération Internationale de Football Association, FIFA, World Cup kicks off this month with more than 30 teams participating. In the tournament's 92-year history, only 8 countries have won: Brazil, Italy, France, Germany, Argentina, Spain, Uruguay, and England. This year, Brazil goes in as the big favorite, with odds of 9-2. The host nation automatically earns an invite, though Qatar will need a miracle to clinch the trophy. Their odds of winning are 250-1. This being the first time the Cup is being held in the Middle East, and during the Northern Hemisphere's winter, summer temps in Qatar regularly top 100 degrees. So for safety of both athletes and spectators, organizers pushed the month-long contest out to late November, when the weather is more mild. A committee votes to select number 3. A committee votes to select the World Cup host country years in advance. Since Qatar's bid once back in 2010, the Qataris in charge of that bid have had been accused of bribing for votes. They wouldn't be the first. Former FIFA official Chuck Blazer admitted to taking bribes in the 1998 World Cup in France and a 2010 tournament in South Africa. Number 4. Uruguay was the first host and winner of the World Cup back in 1930. The final match played out in front of 60,000 spectators. The most recent World Cup final held in Moscow in 2018 attracted a crowd of 78,000. Another 1.12 billion turned in live at home or at their local soccer bar. Russia basically disqualified itself from this year's Cup. In a preliminary qualification round, the Russians had to beat at least 2 of the 3 other teams in their pool. But all 3, Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic, refused to play against Russia in protest of its invasion of Ukraine. FIFA then disqualified their Russian team, an otherwise strong squad that was certainly good enough to go to Qatar. Number 6. No World Cup was held between 1938 and 1950 due to World War II. The 1950 tournament in Brazil featured separate East and West German squads. It wasn't until the 1994 World Cup that Germany took part as a unified team. West Germany won in 54. That 1950 Cup was also the first to feature England, despite soccer being an English invention. That year, Team USA beat England 1-0, though some British newspapers reported the result as USA 1, England 10, as editors believed the real score had a typo. Both sides believed it would be an easy win for England, and double-digit goals were expected. This match is considered by many as one of the greatest upsets in World Cup history. U.S. soccer fans balked when our team failed to qualify for the 2018 Cup. The U.S. hadn't sat out since 1986. This year we're back in, with odds to win of 80-1. One of our best players is Timothy Way. He was eligible to play for a few countries, including Liberia, where his father George Way is the current president, but chose his native United States. The elder Way was a soccer star in his own right, and was named the 1995 FIFA World Player of the Year. While the U.S. men have never won a World Cup title, the U.S. women team has won four, including the previous two tournaments. The first Women's World Cup started many decades after the men's in 1991. That first one was held in China, but the Americans left without a trophy. Oh, but the Americans left with the trophy. Our team is so dominant that we have won half of all the World Cups to date. The women play every 4 years, just like the men, but not on the same schedule. The next Women's World Cup will be held in 2023 in Australia and New Zealand. Number 10. Budweiser is a major sponsor of this year's Cup. The problem? Public drinking is outlawed in Qatar. In an attempt to compromise, drinks will be sold before and after the matches, but not during, and they won't be allowed in the stadium seating areas. Tournament organizers tested a similar arrangement at 2019 preliminary match in Qatar. Bus trips from the drinking zone, set up at a separate venue to the soccer stadium where the game was taking place, took more than an hour with traffic. 11. France could become the first team to claim consecutive World Cups since 1962, when Brazil won it back-to-back. But the Dutch want to make their own history, having finished in the top four in four previous tournaments, then losing all three in their final matches. Number 12. Whoever wins, they won't get to keep the 18-karat gold trophy for long. Like hockey's Stanley Cup, the FIFA World Cup, which depicts two figures holding up the earth, is not reproduced for each tournament. Instead, the previous winning team passes it to another new champs. Another similarity to the Stanley Cup. The current statue is not the original. The first FIFA trophy was stolen right out of its display case at the headquarters of the Brazilian Football Association in Rio de Janeiro in 1983 and hasn't been seen again. So far, the World Cup has eluded the two most famous players on the planet, Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal and Lionel Messi of Argentina. Both are competing this year in their fifth World Cups, but both are also in their mid-30s, which is when most players retire. This could be their last chance to hoist soccer's most important trophy. And with that, let's switch over to Consumer Reports. And last week we were talking about painting and getting the job done. How you do that? First of all, you prep the room. Give yourself at least 3 feet of space to maneuver with your roller. If you can't get all of the furniture out of a room, move it to the center and throw a drop cloth over everything. And your floors. Remove wall plates from outlets, switches, and vents. Cover trim and ceiling edges with paper tape. This prevents the color from bleeding between sections. Use long strips the length of your arm and smooth out any bubbles or wrinkles. Don't remove the tape until the paint is dry, otherwise the edges can smear. Smooth your walls. Scrape away packed peeling old paint with a putty knife and fill nail holes, cracks with spackling compound. Taper sharp edges or rough spots with very fine sandpaper, especially if wallpaper was just taken down. The right strokes. Mix paint with a stirrer to ensure the best color and consistency if you're painting the ceiling. Start there before tackling the walls. Saturate your roller in paint until it's almost dripping. Smear the paint on the walls with a roller in an X, V, Z, or W pattern in a 2x2-foot section. This spreads the paint on an even film. If you just go up and down with a full roller, and then to the right, there will be more paint where you started than where you finished, says C.R. Zando. Spread paint from those initial strokes to fill the 2x2-foot area. Smooth the section with vertical strokes rolling from the top down. Near trim, use an angled brush. Start about a quarter of an inch away from the trim, then gently push the paint toward the edge. How to do touch-ups? After the paint is fully dried, it can take as little as 4 hours, but check the paint level. Inspect each wall for thin spots where old paint may be peeking through. Brush over them with small amounts of paint, beginning at the center of the touch-up area, and feathering it out lightly into the surrounding paint. Then air the room. Windows should be left open for 2 to 3 days after painting to protect you from even low levels of exposure to vapors found in paints. Even zero VOC paints have trace amounts. Watch what you really want for less. We're spending more than ever on streaming services like Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix, on top of our monthly cable bills. Read on for all the ways to save while still seeing your favorite shows, movies, and sports. Are you looking for ways to save money? If you haven't checked lately, you may be surprised at how much you're spending on TV streaming services every month. That's what happened to my wife and me recently when we reviewed our expenses. Once we went through our credit card statements, we discovered that we were paying monthly subscription to 9 separate video services, including Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix. The total bill was around $50 a month, or almost $600 a year, on top of the $1,920 we pay annually for our satellite TV service, which we have instead of cable. We're not alone. Almost a quarter of all American households subscribe to 9 or more streaming video services, in addition to any cable plan they have, according to market research firm Parks Associates. Half subscribe to 4 or more streaming services. Those numbers rose sharply over the past few years, as many of the country's largest media companies launched their own streaming services, featuring popular original content, and stopped licensing shows and movies to services like Amazon Prime and Netflix. That shift means that the Marvel and Star Wars movies you used to watch on Netflix are now available only with Disney subscription, and that you have to subscribe to Apple TV Plus to watch The Morning Show and Severance. Fans of Stranger Things still need Netflix, and you'll have to add HBO Max to see The House of the Dragon, the highly anticipated prequel to Game of Thrones. Before too long, it's easy to lose track of all the services you've subscribed to and are paying for. My wife and I had totally forgotten about some of our prescriptions. For instance, we got a free year of Apple TV Plus when I bought a new iPad. When we checked our bill, we discovered that the free period ended long before, and we'd been $5 a month for a service, even though we hadn't watched anything on Apple TV Plus since last season of Ted Lasso. That was a waste. Fortunately, there are easy ways to simplify the confusing and expensive mess streaming or services can be fun, and save a lot of money on TV entertainment. The strategies in this article will help you create a great plan for getting most of the shows you want to watch at a price you can afford. Decide what to do about cable. Before we dig into streaming services, let's first look at cable, which is still probably the biggest chunk of your monthly home entertainment bill. My wife and I considered canceling our DirecTV satellite service, but decided to keep it because it's one way for her to see every single Yankees game. You may likewise find that traditional cable or satellite package is the best way to get all the network TV you want. However, other options could be cheaper. The least pricey approach of all is to use an inexpensive indoor antenna. If you live in or near a city, it might let you receive all the traditional networks, including local broadcasts, for free. With good reception, an indoor antenna will get ABS, CBS, Fox, and NBC, plus PBS, Telemundo, and dozens of digital channels that have been added over the past 20 years. Sierra's tested good antennas selling for as little as $20. Just check their return policy in case it turns out you have poor reception in your home. If an antenna won't work for you, consider using a cable replacement service. It may be cheaper than your cable plan and give you much the same programming. Cable replacement services stream over the Internet, just like Netflix, but they carry local networks and many other stations found on cable. Prices for these services, Hulu plus live TV, YouTube TV, and some others, have been rising, but they still may be cheaper than a cable or satellite package. Find out which services you're paying for. After you'd settled the cable question, it's time to start making a list of every streaming service you subscribe to. This might be as simple as scrolling through the apps on your TV, but be sure to double-check your credit card bills, too. To make it easier to keep track of all your streaming subscriptions, consider moving them to one credit card. Another option is to subscribe to your streaming service through your Amazon, Apple TV, or Roku account, so the billing is all in one place. Then each month, review every service you're paying for and determine whether you're still using it enough to justify the cost. This can help you catch any price hacks. Once you've made a comprehensive list of your streaming services, it might be easy to eliminate some of them. For instance, if you subscribed last year to a niche service such as Broadband HD for $12 a month just to watch 42nd Street, you can probably let that one go. But what about the big services like Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, and Hulu, which periodically introduce really great shows that people talk about for months? There's a solution for that. Save money by service shopping. Many people sign up for streaming services to watch a particular series and then continue to subscribe even after they've finished every episode. It just becomes part of their monthly expenses, like a utility bill. But that's really unnecessary. Because these services don't require contracts, you can join Disney Plus to host a Star Wars binge party, then quit it till it releases another season of The Mandalorian, possibly this winter. That will save you $8 a month. Or if you subscribe to Apple TV Plus, only to watch Ted Lasso, and you've made it through season 2, you can cancel the service and sign up again when the new season is available. This isn't a novel idea. 36% of streaming customers are already service hoppers who subscribe to streaming services switched, then resubscribe multiple times over a period of 12 months, according to a Parks Associates study. Don't worry about missing out. Websites just like Just Watch and Real Good let you keep track of when your shows you want to see become available, so you can sign up just as the news begins. And what's your streaming style? Cancel your cable package, you can still watch lots of great TV by putting together the right combination of streaming services. It all depends on what you're looking for. Classic movies, college football, a little of everything. Here are four sample combinations with prices to help you get started. Mix and match or add other streaming services to create your perfect lineup. For the bargain hunter, the challenge. Cord cutters can spend loads to get local stations and all the popular cable channels, plus enough streaming service to see lots of original series. You want to stay under $30 a month. The solution. The first part is an indoor antenna. You can receive over-the-air local broadcasts of major networks including ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, Telemundo free with an indoor antenna. Antennas cost as little as $20 a purchase, but you'll need to enter near a city for best reception. Philo streaming service. Add Philo to your viewing mix gives you access to more than 60 lifestyle cable networks. That's $25. A&E, AMC, Food Network, HGV, etc. And a DVR function enables you to record shows so you never have to miss an episode. Free ad-supported streaming video services. You can choose among many ad-supporting streaming services that offer older shows and movies and some original content at no cost. And we'll look at those on Thousands of Show for Free a little later. For movie lovers, the challenge. True cinephiles are hard to please, but this lineup should come very close. The solution, Amazon Prime. This streaming staple offers classic and newer movies as big-budget originals like My Policeman, and that's $11.58 a month, but don't forget that also includes free shipping for anything you order from Amazon. Netflix, $15.49. Another streaming staple to deepen your library of classic, newer movies and big-budget originals such as Don't Look Up. The Criterion Channel cost $8.33, has an extensive curated library of classic and rare films and documentaries from around the world. Fandor for $4.17 features thousands of international classics, independent films, and documentaries. Disney Plus bundle at $14 a month offers an affordable film library, Hulu's licensed and original, The Princess Movies, and ESPN Plus. Canopy or Hoopla, no cost on that. Available through many libraries, these services offer classics, foreign films, and documentaries free. Total monthly cost, $54. I Want It All, viewer. The challenge. Stream local channels and loads of cable network plus must-see original shows and movies. In other words, just about everything. YouTube, TV, Hulu, plus live TV. Either of these can be reasonably replicated what you'd get with a traditional cable TV plan, including local broadcasts, cable channels, and a cloud DVR. Hulu and Plus Live TV includes Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. YouTube has more channels, including more major sports networks, and that's $65 to $70 a month. Apple TV Plus offers a growing list of competing Coda, Ted Lasso originals, Coda, Ted Lasso, etc., and is starting to make more deals for sports, including MLB, Major League Baseball, and soccer. HBO Max at $12.50. has high-profile originals, House of the Dragon, Succession, as well as regional theatrical hits. Netflix, $15.49, offers tons of licensed content and original Bridgerton, Stranger Things shows. Paramount and Peacock Premium at $8.34. Paramount and Peacock Premium, both $4.17, let you access a vast layer of CBS and NBC network shows, plus a glowing selection of original programming. So it's $106 to $111 a month. For the sports fanatic, the challenge these days, games in several sports are spread across multiple streaming services to watch all of the action in the NFL this season, for example, you need at least three subscriptions. The solution, DirecTV Stream Choice at $90. It's pricey, but this plan gives you all your local channels, plus cable networks that carry sports, ESPN, TBS, and TNT, the largest assortment of regional sports channels of any service, and a DVR so you can record. Amazon Prime at 11:58. Amazon Prime gets you Thursday Night Football, which so far this year has been a serious disappointment. And you can pay more to add sports channels like MLB TV, NBA League Pass, and PGA Golf. NFL 250. This is NFL Plus. New service, NFL Plus, provides all live out-of-market preseason games, plus live game audio and access to NFL film archives. Live local and primetime games can be watched only on phones or tablets, and that can cost $104 a month. Choose a cheaper tier. Not long ago, streaming services each offered just one pricing option. Now many companies have added cheaper plans where shows come with commercials. That's a good way to save money, especially when streaming services raise their prices. For example, at my household, we subscribe to the ad-supported versions of Hulu and Paramount. Hulu is raising its rates across the board in October. It's going from $7 to $8 a month for ad-supported viewing, but we're saving $7 off the ad-free version. HBO Max has an ad-supported option, and Disney says it's launching one in December. Stream shows and movies for free. Many great shows and movies such as Mad Men and The Green Mile are available on free streaming services like Freevee, Pluto TV, and Tubi. These services have original content, too. In exchange for watching, you'll have to put up with some ads. In addition, you might be able to take advantage of free promotions on paid services. First, look for any deals offered by your cell phone carrier. For instance, you can get HBO Max free with several unlimited plans from AT&T or Netflix, with most Magenta plans offered by T-Mobile. Apple offers its own promotions. As of this summer, the company was providing 3 months of Apple TV at no charge, Apple TV Plus at no charge, if you bought a new iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or Mac. If you take advantage of the promotions like this one, be sure to enter the end date of the free period on your calendar in case you want to cancel before you start getting charged. Share logins within reason. Most streaming services accept some degree of login sharing. Just don't go overboard. It's probably fine to let your daughter keep using your logon when she moves to her first apartment. But Netflix might look askance at your sharing accounts with all 10 members of your book club. That wouldn't work well anyway. Most services limit the number of people who can access the service at any one time. So if you share account too widely, you might not be able to use it when you want to. A few services, including Netflix, offer plans to let you pay more to allow more people to stream at a time. Netflix Premium, which allows 4 users at a time, costs $20 a month, about $5 more than the company's 2-user standard plan. The company could become stricter, excuse me while I turn a page here, in the future, though. Netflix recently started charging users in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru an extra $2 to $3 to share passwords outside of their households. So far, the company has suggested it might extend that policy to the U.S. Subscribe to networks directly. In a number of the previous strategies, we presented ways to get the cable networks you want through cable package, an antenna, or a cable replacement service. Here's one more antenna, or one more alternative. Let's say the network you watch most is NBC. These days, you can sign up for NBC's streaming network, Peacock, where shows appear a day after they air on live TV. If you're willing to wait that day, this can save you from paying for a bloated plan with loads of channels you never watch. CBS has its own version, Paramount Plus. In addition to the regular shows you'd find on those networks, you'll get some streaming-only shows. For example, Paramount Plus has several Star Trek series and is getting a reboot of Frasier starring Kelsey Grammer. Peacock's original shows include The Resort and Yellowstone. And remember, you can jump into and out of these services, too. My wife and I recently signed up for 1 month of Peacock to watch Downton Abbey, A New Era. It cost us $5 with ads. A great deal because at the time it would have cost $20 to watch the movie on a pay-per-view service. And make sure your internet is up to speed. If your internet seems slow, first figure out how much broadband you really need. Netflix and streaming companies say your internet service needs to download speeds of at least 5 megabits per second to stream high-definition shows and movies. You'll need 15 to 25 megabytes per second to stream 4K videos. Homes with multiple active streamers could need internet services to provide at least 50 megabytes per second download speeds for everyone to watch on separate devices at the same time. You can measure your home's download speeds at speedtest.net. If your broadband speed is satisfactory, there are other reasons you may be experiencing slow service. One culprit might be an older modem or router. If you have spotty Wi-Fi reception in your home, try moving the router to a more central location. Also move it away from obstructions such as walls and ceilings, and avoid placing the router in a closet or cabinet. If you think your wireless connection is to blame, try using a wired connection to see whether performance improves. Another way to isolate Wi-Fi problems is to run a speed test with your computer connected via Ethernet directly to your modem or cable box before the connection reaches your router. Compare these speeds test results with those you connected via Wi-Fi. And if you can figure out how to do that stuff, you're a better person than me. Lose the cable, not the shows. Ready to quit cable but not major networks like ABC, NBC, and CBS? These services stream network shows and other programming over the Internet to your TV and might offer everything you want for less than you're paying for cable. DirecTV Stream, $70 to $150 per month for featured plans. DirecTV Stream requires no dish and gives you more than 75 live channels in the basic plan, plus on-demand titles. The choice plan, $90 a month, includes the regional sports networks and the MLB and NBA Sports League. The Prices Premier plan, $150 a month, comes with HBO Max, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars. All plans come with a cloud DVR and unlimited storage for 9 months. Fubo, that's F-U-B-O, TV, $70 to $100 per month. This is a cable-style streaming service for sports fans. The base plan has about 130 channels with local stations in most markets, plus lots of sports networks and many cable channels, though not Turner channels, CNN, TBS, TCM, or TNT. Stepping up to the elite plan, $80 gets you Fubo Extra, with 42 more sports and lifestyle channels, plus more than 130 events in 4K. The Ultimate plan has even more channels, as well as Showtime and Sports Plus, which includes NFL Red Zone. All of them plans includes a cloud DVR that lets you record and store 1,000 hours of programming. Hulu Plus Live TV, $70 per month with ads, $76 without. Hulu and Live TV is a good option for people who want both local channels and cable networks. In addition to everything in Hulu's $7 per month streaming library, you get Disney Plus and ESPN Plus at no extra charge. All told, you reach 75 plus live and on-demand channels, including the major local broadcast networks. TV shows are available the day after they air from most major networks, including NBC. You also get movies and a growing number of Hulu originals, including The Bear and Only Murders in the Building. You can add premium networks and pay more to get add-ons for more sports and entertainment channels. For an additional $10 a month, you can watch on unlimited screens at home and up to 3 outside the home or mobile devices. The services includes a cloud DVR with unlimited storage. And then there's Sling TV at $35 to $50 per month, an option for cord cutters on a budget. Sling TV offers two $35 plans, Sling Orange with about 30 channels, including ESPN, but no local channels, and Sling Blue with a different mix of about 40 channels. The Blue plan includes Fox and NBC, but not ABC, CBS, or ESPN. For $50 a month, you get a plan that combines both. You can pay extra for additional theme-based channel packs, sports, kids, etc. All plans include a cloud DVR with 50 hours of storage that you can bump up to 200 hours for an extra $5 per month. And there's YouTube TV at $65 per month. YouTube is a solid option for anyone looking to save money without giving up sports or major cable channels. It provides 85-plus channels, including the major broadcast networks, cable channels, major sports networks such as CBS Sports, ESPN, and Fox Sports, along with MLB, NBA, and NFL League networks. It also has a few regional sports networks. A cloud DVR with unlimited storage is included, and you can add premium channels like Acorn TV and Stars for extra charge. A 4K Plus add-on lets you watch videos in 4K, enjoy unlimited simultaneous streams at home, and view recordings offline or on a mobile device. Thousands of shows for free. Free ad-supported streaming service that have typically shown only older movies and TV series, but that's starting to change. Many free streaming services now have newer programs and movies, plus original shows. Meanwhile, some paid services have launched scaled-down free versions. Amazon Freevee, previously called IMBD TV, Freevee offers a mix of live channels, on-demand classic TV shows and movies, some original content. Watch Lost and Mad Men or classics such as All in the Family and Bewitched, newer movies such as Emma, live along original shows such as Judy Justice starring Judge Judy Seindlin and Bosch Legacy. Peacock, Paid versions of Peacock have more content, but the free tier still gives you plenty. About two-thirds of Peacock's 20,000 title content library, plus live channels. Popular shows include Law & Order, Organized Crime, and several seasons of The Office. Other NBC broadcasts are available a week after they air. Pluto TV, owned by Paramount, has about 250 curated channels drawing content from Paramount properties, BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and Paramount Pictures, plus networks such as AMC, Bloomberg, Cheddar News, CNN, Fox Sports, and NBC. It also has a decent library of on-demand content. And Roku Channel. The Roku Channel has a rapidly expanding assortment of content, including Roku originals such as Reno 911 Defunded. New food series are coming from Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse, and a deal with Lionsgate gives Roku the exclusive rights to stream the studio's theatrically released films after the premiere on Starz. Tubi. Tubi is owned by Fox, has more than 40,000 titles, including selections from the libraries of Fox, Lionsgate, MGM, Paramount, and Warner Brothers, plus networks including A&E and Lifetime. Original contacts includes War of the Worlds, Annihilation. You can see the news, MABC, Black News Channel, CBS, Bloomberg, TB Fox, Fubo SportsNet, NBC News Now, among others. Well, we're almost out of time, so let's have some life in these United States. My kids found a stray cat in our yard and spent some time trying to get to know it. My six-year-old daughter asked how to tell if it was a boy or a girl. Well, I said, what does your brother have that you don't have? Her precocious four-year-old brother knew, a bunk bed! St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands is famous for stunning and affordable jewelry. The day before our cruise ship approached the port, a fellow passenger asked the cruise director what time the jewelry stores opened. We had plenty of time, he assured her. They opened as soon as they hear our anchor go splash. It happened to me. I started watching a teen show and became more interested in the parents' plot line. So how's dating going? FaceTimed her and someone whispered, yeek, that's him? Told a guy that had bought into Smophophia that he said, I love sci-fi. Dating is tough. Lots of weirdos out there. Me on a date. So here's everything I know about the Jonestown's massacre. He zombied me. It's like ghosting, but then the guy comes back from the dead a couple of months later and hits up on you. My love language is cooking elaborate meals, screaming at everyone to get out of the kitchen, then loudly announcing the food was not my best and waiting for the compliments. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next week, and thanks so much for listening.